R&B and funk legend Frankie Beverly has died. Sydney Madden of NPR Music has this appreciation. Whoa, whoa.
For over 50 years, Frankie Beverly's voice kept fans dancing.
That is unquestionably the favorite part of this whole thing to me.
That's Beverly in an interview with NPR in 2005.
You made me happy. This you can dance.
With Maze, the singer-songwriter found the most joy in leading audiences in two-steps and hip swings, while performing hits like Joy and Pain, Silky Soul, and this one, Southern Girl.
When you're cooking, it starts cooking. It doesn't matter how many people is in the room. It's just a special thing. It's probably the most powerful form of art.
Born in Philadelphia in 1946, Frankie Beverly found his power early in life by singing in the church. Beverly founded the group Raw Soul in 1970, and when the outfit relocated from the East Coast to San Francisco, Beverly and his bandmates caught the attention of an R&B icon, Marvin Gaye. Beverly credits the Motown legend with renaming the band to Maze and giving the group its big break by inviting them out on tour.
And to befriend him and become almost like a little brother to him was just more than I ever thought would happen. Just a guy that being around is going to change the way you do things. Do you remember
that special one? Maze, featuring Frankie Beverly, released its self-titled debut album in 1977. And the group's been stalwarts for flower children and funk fans ever since. The music of Maze has connected generations and genres, too. The band's music has been sampled in hip-hop and R&B, and in 2018, Beyoncé breathed new life into one of their most iconic songs, Before I Let Go, the 1981 bouncy cookout classic. Earlier this year, Frankie Beverly announced he'd be retiring from touring. During one of the band's last performances with him in July, at Essence Festival, Beverly was moved to tears as the crowd gave him a standing ovation one last time before they let go.
Thank you for this love, and thank you for caring, and I'm gonna make you proud of me.
Frankie Beverly was 77 years old. Sydney Madden, NPR Music. I wanna make sure I'm right.